I'm Doc Kirby. Here's a book bit. God of All Things, Discovering the Sacred in an Everyday World by Andrew Wilson, Zondervan Reflective. We live in a physical world created by a God of Spirit who took on a human body to save us from our sin. God didn't have to create a material world, but He did. He made a universe filled with things. He creates because His delight in being God is so abundant and bountiful that it spills out into a universe of wonders. Our world is a display case of God's multicolored wisdom. Created things teach us practical wisdom. Jesus' teaching is full of things which instruct us how to live simply by being there. Everything in creation has theological implications, and one of the joys of being human is figuring out what they are. Creation points beyond itself. The book looks at very ordinary things and sees the hand of God and His instructions in them. Take, for example, honey. An incredible food which has no expiration date, made using an elaborate series of rituals and instinctual functions of the lowly bee, yet it is a symbol of the sweetness of God's mercy. A God with no stomach, no tongue, no sweet tooth, and no need for calories came up with the properties of honey before He created atoms. It appears 60 times in the Bible, representing God's land and rescue, His word and law, and gifts and grace. Earthquakes in the Bible represent the glory of God and His power, while mountains represent the covenants of God. Gardens represent the presence of God. Rainbows remind us of the faithfulness of God. The sun reminds us of the primacy of God, and galaxies of the greatness of God. He loves the romance, poetry, and mystery of sex so much that He included a song about it in His word, the Bible. He has a higher view of it than we do. God is a spirit, yet gives us the gift of having sex in the most intimate and emotionally rich way possible. Sex is about creation, but is also tied up in fidelity to God as well as our spouse, and is an illustration of the relationship between Christ and His church. It is a parable. It is a beautiful thing, but not an ultimate thing. The horns of a great beast reflect the salvation of the Lord. Trumpets, yay, proclaim the victory of God. Salt represents the people of God. Rain, His grace. The sea, His awesome power. Flowers, wind, water, trees, bread, fruits, cities, light, clothes, donkeys, pigs, livestock, tools, stones, and even viruses all have lessons to tell us about the immensity, power, grace, love, mercy, and majesty of God. We worship a God of things. The cosmos is filled with them. Sometimes they delight, sometimes they exasperate, sometimes they escape detection altogether, but they insistently point beyond themselves to the God who made physical stuff. The created order is full of signposts. There are reasons to worship God everywhere we look. Be aware and rejoice in Him. God of All Things, Rediscovering the Sacred in the Everyday World by Andrew Wilson, Zondervan Publishing. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a book bit.